Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I know people are saying, some people were comparing it to the flu. Then you hear someone else text in and says, well, the flu, the coronavirus, we don't know. We don't have an antidote. We don't have a vaccination. But also, like, these are real people. They're all following the... There's enough experts on everywhere. People can make up their own mind. And there's loads of... Just dial it up online. You can get loads of... Pick up your newspaper. There's loads of information. It's not that... People are making their own decisions. And if you agree with somebody saying, I'm not going, or I am going because of the flu is as bad, or I'm not going because I'm worried about one person... There's no point in giving out about those people. Like, they're making their own minds up based on the information that's out there. And in the world we live in now, there's plenty of information. 51551. Anne-Marie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
And thank you for making the call. What's your situation?
I'm a professional landlord. I have been for 5 years. That's how I make my living and have always done for the last 35 years, myself and my husband.
Okay.
And I heard a caller on your programme a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was two people debating. There was a landlady and there was a very angry tenant.
Yeah.
And my angst is the fact that this rent freeze for the next possible 3 years may come into play is absolutely going to exacerbate the homeless crisis, or should I say the housing crisis.
And
we have a housing crisis. But if this is brought into play, mm-hmm. there is no doubt about it. Myself, as a private landlord, which is how I make my living, we have to get out. We could not continue to on a rent freeze basis. Just to explain the background to where my thoughts are coming from.
Okay.
We had bought properties. We're making a living out of it, working very hard at it for many years in various places and in Dublin also, because we live in Donnybrook, actually. Now we have to pay local property tax on each property. We have to pay residential tenancy board to protect the tenants predominantly against us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to insure all these buildings. We have to pay very, very hefty service charges on all apartments that are managed by management companies.
Yeah.
We have to have boilers in every property inspected yearly at a cost of €100 each.
Yeah.
All fire regulations have to be adhered to every year. Fire blankets, fire extinguishers, the companies have to come in on, and we have them on a contract basis, which we have to pay for.
Yeah, okay.
We have universal social charge on every penny of earned income that comes in, even though we unfortunately invested in a lot of property in North County Dublin in 2007, which almost brought us to our knees. We came very close to losing our own home as a result of it. We have had to subsidise these properties because of our bank debt for the last 12 years. I'm subsidising them. Now, for us to get out of this situation would be another 2 years where we could actually just get out with the banks cleared and trying to hold on to a few of them to retire on. This is going to change everything if the rent freeze comes in.
And how many properties, many properties in total do you have, Anne-Marie, for rental?
Tenancies, I would be dealing with 36 people on.
So have
but some of these we bought back in the 80s when we did them up. We bought them, did them the hard way. My husband's a builder, or was a builder. Mm-hmm. He's retired now. We did them up together, rented them, made sense of them. We unfortunately and stupidly, like a lot of other landlords, opted to buy in 2005.
Oh, okay.
We paid, of course, mega bucks for these things at the time. For instance, we bought quite a few in Balbriggan in North County Dublin,
mm-hmm.
and predominantly across the board, each unit cost €245 in or about. By 2011, they had reduced to a value of 55,000.
Wow.
The rent had gone from 1,100 euro in 2005 to 450 and looking to get it.
Mm-hmm.
2011, one of the properties next to me was sold for 55,000. So we were in absolute negative equity, serious, serious negative equity. And we're still in it. We haven't come out of it yet. But I had to subsidise those mortgages to three banks over the last few years. For the last 13 years, I've been doing it. But if a rent freeze comes in,
yeah, which it will,
landlords are going to go out. I will have to leave this property game. I have friends who are in it also, and without question, we'll have to leave it. I mean, if we are handcuffed to that point, that basically we went in as private landlords, but what we're doing now is we are providing council housing for the state. Mm. Everybody that's coming now, every property that if you ever put one up for rent on Daft or My Home, every client has now got HAP. I have absolutely no problem with HAP. HAP is fine. Some of my clients are HAP. Some of them are still private. But the people that have been granted HAP are shocking to me. The few situations have come up in a recent letting, which was only 2 weeks ago. People are coming. They're Irish, they're non-nationals, they're locals, they're whatever. Everybody is being granted HAP. So the state are... I've really... In the last year, I haven't had an apartment to rent until recently, and I found a huge change in the dynamic of rental in the last year. Everybody is getting HAP now. So we are providing sort of council house model for the government who are not building stock. But then to freeze our rents is going to put us out of the market because we'll have to get rid of them. And it's going to create a bigger void in the lack of homes.
But at the end of the day, Anne-Marie, you will have 38 and they're getting...
Well, no, I won't, because I will be selling those off.
No, but they are...
the money back to the bank.
Okay, but they are assets you have.
Well, no, they're not assets because I'm in negative equity.
Well, hopefully, maybe that will change.
Well, from 2011 to 2020, which is 9 years, the value of that 55,000 flat has gone up to 90,000 for a one-bedroom, purpose-built apartment in Balbriggan, right beside a train station. It's a good starter home for somebody at 90k. Who can get into work in Dublin rather than having to pay rent, a couple with two incomes could buy that apartment at the minute for 90k, and there is no shift on them. They're not gaining any.
But how much did you pay? Is that one of the properties you paid?
I paid 245.
And it's now worth 90. It went down to 55 in Balbriggan.
It went down to 55. It's now up to 90 and it's stuck. They're stuck. I'm asking agents regularly, is there any little increase? Is there any? Because I'm trying to balance my loan against my equity to see when can I get out without having a debt.
I think, insofar as any of us know, but I mean, it was the main plank, one of the main planks of the Sinn Féin manifesto, a rent freeze. Fianna Fáil said yes and then wobbled her. There was confusion. You can be guaranteed, given the reaction and that no matter what colour or colours make up the new government, the first thing they will be looking at, because it's the easiest thing in the world to do, is just a stroke on a piece of paper. The first thing, no matter what form, what congregations make up the government, the first thing they're going to do is actually bring in a rent freeze.
I think so. That's why I called you, because I'm very concerned about it from my own personal situation. And I think it's really going to change the market as regards private landlords trying to stay out there. And we are providing a huge a hole for them, because they're not, for the government, because they're not, they haven't built any stock. So we are providing it. We never intended to, but that's the way it's gone. We are continuing on with it. But if they do this, I will have to get out. We'll have to get out. And it's not just me, it's a lot of private landlords will have to get out. Because we're really not private landlords anymore. We're just providing everything is governed. I mean, You think of those LPT, RTB, insurance, service charges, inspections of boilers, fire regulations, and universal social charge on every penny of that rental income, even though all my rental income is going to the banks. Every penny of it and more. I haven't.
And I meant, what percentage of your tenancies of 38, what percentage of them are housing assistance payments?
What's happened with a lot of them is, what does happen is that people go in as private tenancy with all the best intentions in the world. There could be a couple mm-hmm. working. They go in, they pay their rent in advance, they pay their deposit, they get set up, they pay the rent for 3 or 4 months, and then they appear with a HAP scheme. So that's happening. That has happened. So a lot of the ones that did come in who were private have...
Well, how are they going from private to...
Like
the HAP is means tested, isn't it?
Well,
it is.
There's just a situation, just one that really, really opened my eyes 2 weeks ago, was a couple, Spanish, about maybe 2021 in third level education in Dublin. They were getting HAP. They had a letter of HAP approval. Now, how is that happening?
What are you saying? It's easy to get HAP.
Very, very simple as.
Well, surely if you're working, you won't get HAP.
I'll tell you, we had one last week. We got probably maybe 80 replies, and there was only one not approved by HAP.
Okay, let me bring in Sarah. Good afternoon, 51551joe@rt.ie. You're listening to Anne-Marie. Sarah, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Joe. That lady, Anne-Marie, I can see some of her points, but I've been renting for 5 years. Mm. I've never missed a day's rent. Okay. My rent has gone up every year. Now, a reasonable enough amount, okay? But I have had several problems in the apartment. At one stage, just a few months ago, I had to go and stay in a hotel at the last minute because of an infestation. And it was no fault of my own. Mm. The pest control company couldn't understand where these were coming from. Now, eventually, it was sorted out. But after 5 years, the landlord refused to reimburse anything that I had to spend. Now, I wasn't going to, a four-star hotel or anything. I came home and the place was literally it was like a storm of blue bottles. And it's the third time it's happened. And like that, I've lived in Spain, and I understand that you don't need rubbish out. You know what I mean? I'm a very clean person. And it's just frustrating because I won't be able to get rent allowance. So, half of my salary goes on my rent. And it is a good building. He is a good landlord for most of the time. Hmm. But
and so, what about the rental tenancies board, private rental tenancies board?
Well, at the moment, I don't need it. I'm lucky enough to be working. But I think that a lot of the frustration comes out of, people that are working hard. I'm in my late 40s, and there's no chance of me getting out of the rental market. There's no chance of me getting a mortgage, and because I work on contracts. Yeah. So I can understand a lot of what that lady is saying.
Anne-Marie,
but the majority, and I can understand as well that you might have, what they call nightmare tenants or whatever. But the majority of people, well, all the people I know that rent and all of the people in this building, and there's 11, 12 apartments, are hardworking people. And I have to say
that the calibre of tenant, this is one bonus from the sort of housing crisis that has come about as I've observed changes compared to the Celtic Tiger days or the recession after it. Now, tenants are superbly behaved, I have to say.
Yes.
And I have tenants for many, many years who are absolutely treat the place. I actually, hand on heart, I don't have a bad tenant.
Right.
I have no issues with my tenants. In fact, all my tenants are super. And
yeah.
I give them all a reference if they left in the morning. I have never had such a good bunch of tenants to deal with. Everything is paid on time. They respect the properties like their homes. They respect me. I look after them really well. If there's anything wrong, I'll get it sorted immediately. And I've never had an issue with a tenant.
But Anne-Marie, how would they react if you told them well, it's not an if, I think, but
if I have to sell up, then I have to give them 6 months' notice now. That's the regulation. I would have to tell them. And you have to be actively seen to sell the property. It's not just going to get these people out and re-rent them. I have no interest in that because, in fact, all my tenants, I would highly recommend. All of them. Every one of them.
Yeah, but why would you put them out on the street?
Well, if I had to sell, which I would have to sell if this rent freeze comes up. I mean, I'm coming up now in my mid-60s. My plan was to be as good as retired.
Yeah, but a lot of people's plans went down the toilet during the recession. People's pensions went south. Their jobs went south.
I'm luckier than some that I've survived it. Yeah,
I like
Sarah.
It's not my tenants I'm complaining about. Absolutely,
I know that.
No,
I know that.
No way. My tenants are superb tenants. Each and every one of them.
I lost everything in the recession in Spain in 2010. I had a great job and I didn't have family to come back to. So I stayed over there as long as I was working for 6 years and I got 6 months unemployment and that was it. Then you're cut off. So I came home.
And
I
the unemployment there isn't very good anyway.
No. But I was lucky enough to have somebody to stay with for the first few months when I came home.
Okay.
And I am lucky to have for the most part, a good landlord, but you know, with what kind of irks me is that at a time when it was of no fault of my own, there was no kind of acknowledgement or reimbursement, and I can understand Anne-Marie's point of view as well, and I think the most part is that neither parties are really at fault here. I think the main thing is it's the government
that's squeezed everybody for this situation.
Yeah, but Sarah, to come back, Sarah, what would you think of a rent freeze?
Well, of course, thinking of myself, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Like I have a one-bedroom apartment and it's coming up to 1,400 a month and I'm a single person.
Okay.
Well, the mandate or the allowed 4%, which is a government approved 4%, actually, strangely enough, some of them came up recently and I was just doing them. And there is a calculation that RTB gave. And it's actually, you know, the way it's bandied about the 4%, it's actually not 4%. It is slightly under it. And I don't know, Joe, did you ever come across a mathematical calculation called Bombas?
No, I didn't. I have me there.
Do you remember that in your algebra?
No.
It's based on Bombas. And it is slightly under the 4%. And on my 4%, I increased the rent by in excess of €2 too much. €2 too much. And it was brought to my attention.
Okay.
By RTB.
Okay.
€2.
Okay. Anne-Marie, thanks indeed for making the call, taking the call. Sarah, likewise, thank you both. 51551.